Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. I'd like this week to discuss and to analyze a shaila that I receive relatively often, and I would say more than once a week and sometimes even once a day. And this is something that is a question that not only do I get, but I'm certain that you get it as well. And the reason that I know that you get this shaila as well, because you ask me the shaila. And that is when it comes to the world of Shiduchim. And of course, it's Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Chayisara. Avram Avinu, looking for a suitable wife for his son Yitzchak, sends Eliezer, Eved Avram, out looking for the most perfect wife, who is going to be the ultimate matriarch that is going to be married to Yitzchak Avinu to continue the Bris Avram, and to continue what Avram Avinu continues to teach generations and generations. And of course, the importance of finding a Rivka is critical and crucial. And if you look through Parshas HaShavua, you could see all of the different details and all of the different aspects and what was specifically and what was exactly that Avram Avinu instructed Eliezer to look for. And Eliezer understood very clearly what it was that a wife should be. And I'd like to talk about a number of questions that I received, and many of the questions that I received are questions that you have asked me. Let's take a few. There is an alcoholic, somebody who struggled with alcohol throughout their life. The person has gotten over the alcoholic abuse that he was involved with, but the person's in AA. Is that something that you need to reveal? Is that something you should share? Should you not share that with a potential suitor? Question number one that I've been asked. Somebody called and asked me about the particular person, but they didn't ask about the person's parents. And I knew very, very well that the parents had a very, very poor marriage, a very difficult marriage. The shalom bayis in the home was very, very bad. Is that something I should share? Is that something I'm required to share? Is that something that I should keep under wraps? Somebody asked me about a potential individual who they were looking into for their son. And this young woman's mother unfortunately passed away and wanted to know if that was a concern. Do I know anything about why she passed away, how she passed away? Is there anything genetic? Is there any issues that should be concerned about? Any genetics or issues that should be inquired about or looked into? The broader question is how much to tell. When should I say something? When should I not say something? And let's say I'm asked about a young man or a young woman or a family, and they don't ask me specifics about an area that I'm familiar with that may be troubling. Is that something I should share? If a young woman has an anger problem, a young man has an anxiety issue, or each of them struggle on some level with some mental health issue, should I share it or should I not share it? Am I required to share it? These are questions that we all get. These are questions that you get. These are questions that I get. Let's try to analyze and look at it and understand what we can say and what we can't say. There are two beginning points that I like to share. Number one is that there are many, many gray areas. And although I'll share with you some of the basics from the Chafetz Chaim and other poskim, achronim, and tshuva svarim, we have to understand that every case has its own unique set of circumstances, and every situation needs to be judged ba'asher hu sham according to its specifics. And I can't encourage you enough, as you do, and that's to ask a question. Question point number two is a point that in the Sefer Pesachei Tshuva Chadash in Orach Chaim Siman Kuf Nun Vav makes, and that is as follows. The issue at the core, when revealing information and when sharing confidential information, even though the information may be true, but it's negative. Somebody's not well, somebody has a health issue, somebody has an emotional issue, somebody's parents aren't healthy or they don't have a good marriage. That's Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is telling somebody something that's negative, even though it's true. So how do I have the right to share that information? We all know the Chafetz Chaim, the Holy Bishol Meir Cohen Kagan, authored an entire Sefer dedicated to this rule of Lashon Hara, Rechilas Motzi Shemra. But in the Sefer Pesachei Tshuva Chadash in Orach Chaim Sim Kuf Nun Vav, he writes as follows, Kol Sifrei HaMusar Marishim HaOlam HaAvon HaLashon Hara. All the Sfarim are very, very clear and articulate and scream about the sin, the transgression of Lashon Hara. Writes the Pesachei Tshuva, Vani Marish HaOlam LaHefech, and I raise my voice about the opposite. Avon Gadol Mizeh, there's an even greater sin. Vigam Hu Motzui BiYoser, and is even more profound, and is even more prevalent. V'Minias Atzmo MiLedaber B'Mokom SheNitzrach, and that's speaking when you do have to speak. And that's saying something that must be said, and not hiding important information that needs to be revealed in the right specifically. V'chein binyani shiduch, when it comes to revealing information about a potential suitor, a shiduch. But I know about this young man, or I know about this young woman, that there's something not good, not healthy about them. Physically, emotionally, there's something in the family, there might be benvidos, whatever the situation may be, and we'll talk specifics momentarily. Kulan bichlal hashavas gufa mamono, says the Pischei Tshuva Chadash. You must reveal that information. If you don't reveal that information, you're over the Isser D'Oraisa of Lo Samar Al Dam Re'echa. The same way that physically, if you see somebody drowning, you're required to jump in and save the person. If you don't, you're over the Lam D'Oraisa Lo Samar Al Dam Re'echa. You can't watch your brother's blood be spilt and just stand there. The same thing is true when it comes to issues regarding emotional challenges, physical challenges. If you know something, you need to say something. Yes, there's an Isser of Lashon Hara, but at the same time, there is a reason, and there are circumstances where you must talk and you must say. So what are those circumstances? When am I required to say something? When am I put in a position where I need to share information? The Chafetz Chaim writes that there are five tanoim, that there are five conditions when I am permitted to speak Lashon Hara. And those are found in Hilchos Isuri Achilas Klal Tes Ozbeis, and the Chafetz Chaim lists the following five conditions. Number one, Yizar Mochlo Yachli Take Efesainin Bedaito Linin Ra. You have to consider the situation very carefully. Yizbonin Heite Mitchila Imhu Be'etzem Ra. Think about what you're about to say. Is the thing that I'm going to say appropriate, inappropriate? Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it necessary or is it unnecessary? Consider and evaluate what you're about to say. If you've considered and thought carefully about the matter, and you recognize that there is in fact something dangerous, physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever it is about this individual, that would allow and warrant something to be said and should be said. Number two, Shelo Yagdil B'Sipura Se'inyan L'Rayose Mimashahu. Don't exaggerate the situation. Whatever the case may be, say it as simply, as carefully as it can be said. But don't overdo it. If there's a physical ailment, a spiritual ailment, an emotional ailment, a familial challenge, a financial challenge, say it succinctly, clearly, carefully. Don't exaggerate the issue. Number three, famously, the Chafetz Chaim says, to'eles. There has to be intent. I'm saying this fact about this person because I'm concerned that for you to marry this individual is dangerous for you, is potentially damaging for you. It's a toelis for me to tell you this fact. If I'm only telling it to you because I want to get that other person, or because I just want to speak about somebody, but there's no appropriate intent, that is against the law, that's against the halach. There needs to be done l'toeles, and that is condition number three. Condition number four, it says the Chafetz Chaim, Im u'yochu l'saviv es ha-toeles hazu mibli shitztarech legalos l'fon av inyan av l'ra, ein l'saper olav. If there's a way to minimize the situation, if there's a way that you could turn the state of affairs around in terms of how you answer the question without needing to reveal it, that's even better. So if somebody asks you something directly and you know it's not going to go in the right direction if you answer that question, maybe you say, I don't know. Maybe you say, I'd rather not speak about it. Maybe you say, talk to somebody else or talk to his Rebbe or his Rav. That in and of itself is a hint to what's going on. And if there's a way to minimize, that also would be appropriate. Finally, number four, says the Chafetz Chaim, Im lo yisaviv al yedei asipur ra'a mamish linidon, that you have to be careful that you're not causing undue harm to the person. Be very careful. If there's going to be an absolute harm to the individual you're speaking about, watch out, be careful, think it through. Because if you're going to cause absolute damage to an individual, it is inappropriate and it's wrong. And based upon those five conditions, the Chafetz Chaim writes a little bit later in Hilchos Isula Rechulos Klal Tes, in his Mitziosim, in examples regarding Shiduchim, the following. And he writes something interesting. I really don't have to give you examples. It's obvious. This should be second nature. I don't have to bring you rayos, proofs from the Gemara and not Misvara. It's obvious how to deal with people and to interact and to communicate and how you should dialogue regarding speaking about individuals appropriately or inappropriately. Because of the great danger and damage that has occurred, People think that I could just speak freely. It's litoelis. I'm saying it for the right reason. I've considered the issue. I'm not going to exaggerate it. I'll minimize what has to be said. I won't cause undue harm. I could say whatever it is that has to be said. Therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, I need to write some practical examples. And therefore, it's critical to realize, and I see this all the time, if you say something inappropriately, you could absolutely cause harm, undue harm, and long-term harm to somebody by saying something you shouldn't have said. And vice versa is also true. If you don't say something that you should have said, could have said, or required to say, you also could cause undue harm. And it's for that reason that one has to weigh and evaluate and think very, very carefully how to respond when a question is posed to you regarding somebody else and the appropriateness for them. And the first thing that needs to be mentioned is that times you have to recognize that there's no need to talk about somebody who's been asked about. If somebody asks you, well, what do you think about Yaakov for Rachel? So if I know that Yaakov and Rachel are completely not a match, even though I know something negative about Yaakov, well, why say something negative about Yaakov if I know that the match, it doesn't make sense at all? So say, you know what? I don't think it makes sense for you. If you have a way to divest yourself from answering the question because you know that the question doesn't need to be answered, don't answer the question. But let's take a look at some practical shilas that have come up in the postgame. I'll start with the tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer, B'Eliezer Waldenberg, in Chelek Tazayin. Tshuva Dalet, asked by Dr. Yaakov Mamat. Dr. Yaakov Mamat was an oncologist and a gynecologist in Kiryat Sanz, in the famous hospital Loniato in Netanya, and was asking the Tzitz Eliezer in 1983 regarding a young woman who was 19 years old, who he performed a surgery on and recognized as a result of her not having a period by the age of 19, that there was some serious concerns and problems and was clear that she did not have a womb, which he writes is a very, very uncommon situation. And indeed, this young woman was engaged. And the young woman told Dr. Mamad, don't you dare tell a word. And of course, through HIPAA rules and through whatever the medical oath that existed, Dr. Mamad turned to Rabbi Waldenberg and asked Rabbi Waldenberg, what does he do? Should he tell? Should he not tell? Is he required to tell? What does he do in this circumstance? And after some back and forth and discussion, he goes through many of the marmakomas that we've just discussed. The Rambam's opinion that not telling somebody something that is dangerous can be an issur d'oraisa lo sam lo dam reicha. He quotes the Pesachei Tshuva that not telling somebody something also is a very, very dangerous course to run down. And certainly you're putting somebody in a predicament where they're not going to have children. And if he is to know that, certainly the individual would not want to marry that woman. And therefore, Tzitz Eliezer concludes that there's no question or kol ha'amar ha'maskana la'halacha le'dayti hi ki kvod mechuyav legalos lebachar mehamum hagadol hazeh she'etz la'bachura. The young man needs to be told what's going on. The doctor is required to tell this young man who he is engaged, this young woman, that this young woman does not have a womb and she will be unable to conceive, to give birth, and to have a child. Even if the young man, the fiancé, does not ask the doctor about this, the doctor is required to go tell this young man what has occurred. And he then discusses how to deal with the rules of physicians in terms of the physician's oath and what can be said, shouldn't be said, should be said, and he discusses that at greater length, but there's no question, Tzitz Eliezer writes, based upon the klolim of the Chafetz Chaim and Isuri Rechilus klal test, if there is something that you know is damaging and the other side doesn't know it, you're required to reveal it. And not revealing that is absolutely us, it's inappropriate, it's wrong. However, on the other hand, in the Tshuvas of the Mishnah Halachas, Rav Menashe Klein, in Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Hei, Siman Reish and Dalet, he was asked by somebody who he knew that a young woman who was dating a young man, the young woman had a very, very serious diet, and she was required to diet for a variety of different health reasons and medical reasons. Is that required to be revealed? And Rav Menashe Klein writes that it's not required. It's unclear if it's something relating to Crohn's or if it's another weight issue. But he says that's a small matter. And that's not something that requires to be revealed, even though there might have to be different cooking in the house, and there may have to be a more complicated diet, or whatever the situation is. He writes that according to the Chafetz Chaim, that if it's a smaller matter, it's not something that's so significant on that realm, that does not require to be revealed. And the Tshuvas van Hagas from Moshe Sternbach, Chelek Beis, Siman Tav Reish Chav Dalet, in response to dealing with an emotional imbalance and a mental health issue that a young chassan or young kala have when they were much younger, 12, 13, 14, 15, or even 18 and 19, even in their 20s and 30s. And here they are, they want to get married. So Rav Sternbach writes, if the problem is a current problem, if it's a contemporary problem, while they're still dating, absolutely, positively, that must be revealed. Depression, anxiety, OCD, whatever the different issues are, those need to be told to the other side, because that's a mum gadol. That's something that's very severe and very serious, and may be a reason for the other side not to want to get involved in such a relationship, ultimately engagement and marriage, and therefore he says that is required to be revealed. However, if it's something that's past, then he writes, it depends. If there's a concern that the issue can be come out again, maybe the woman, when she is in her child-rearing years, and she's pregnant or she's nursing, maybe it'll be postpartum issues, and that's something to consider. Maybe she's a healthy woman, she's got past it, the psychologist, psychiatrist, social worker, counselor, coach was spoken to, and they don't think that that's a problem. Maybe, he writes, that does not have to be revealed. Therefore, it is a bit gray, as I opened at the beginning, but one has to think and contemplate and consider very carefully what should be said, should not be said, what's required to be said, what is not required to be said. And therefore, to go back to our original questions that we had, the bottom line is, based upon the Chafetz Chaim, it depends what the issue is. If it's a major issue, if it's a very significant issue, if somebody walks around in the street wearing a yarmulke, and you know that that's just a show, they don't really do that. And a young woman thinks that she's marrying a young man who wears a yarmulke, and that's what the person does. But they're only doing it because they're in a situation where that's what they're doing to impress somebody else. That's something that should be shared and should be told. If there is a health, medical, emotional issue that's very, very serious and severe, the likes of a lacking womb, the likes of a serious mental health issue that needs to be revealed, that needs to be told. If it's something that's less significant on the other extreme, that does not have to be revealed. It's when it's something in the middle where it's more complicated and more difficult to share. Therefore, if there is something in the house that's taking place, if there's a shalom bias issue, if somebody is in AA, when somebody knows about a situation that's extreme and that's severe, that's something that should be shared absolutely positively. If you're not sure, and if somebody's not sure, make sure to speak, to ask a shayla to your rav, to make sure that these questions are being dealt with appropriately, fairly, efficiently, and with care and concern. Because as I said, this can go either way. If you don't say something when you should say something, that's an isser of lo samal al dam re'echa. When you say something that you shouldn't have said, you could potentially be harming a shidduch and putting somebody in a situation where they're not going to get a date, they're not going to get married, and that's also extraordinarily harmful. So these are difficult issues, complicated issues, and shilas that are addressed in the poskim, shilas that need to be asked on a regular basis, shilas that should not be paskin based upon listening to a shir, but the recognizing the gamut of issues and all of the areas that are being discussed in the push and the pull and the consideration that must be taken into account when asking a question, the first thing that needs to be known is wait. Think, be careful. If you're not sure, ask a shayla. Hatzlacha to everybody. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.